Thank you for everybody being patient with me this month. A late meeting.
I'm going to be patient with you every month.
It'll be over this time next month.
Yeah, so you have Mondays, right?
Yeah, we're going to go to
Mondays,
baseball? Right?
Yeah.
No, listen.
What time on Mondays? I didn't...
I think we're doing 5:30.
It's okay, the Monday
The Monday before the meeting.
And then what we have to do at some point, though, we have to schedule some other meetings.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because we really need to take a look at some charter revision stuff. You know, I think, a number of us have some things that we need to kind of look at. You know, one of the things is, like, this situation with the Youth Bureau. I mean, we need to take a look at that. We need to take a look
with
at
the what?
That.
I'm sorry?
Youth
with
Bureau.
The Youth Bureau. We need to take a look at that and how, you know, because right now the Youth Bureau.
Why don't we talk about this during the meeting?
We'll do this. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Right. We can put it on record, right?
I'm fine with that.
Why don't we do this during new business?
All right.
Okay.
Is that fair with everybody?
Yeah.
That way we'll start. We'll get this stuff. Okay. Like to call the meeting to order. 6:45. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
Thank you, everybody, for coming. And look forward to all of us having fun and working and getting some good stuff done.
No, she's the chair. Wanted me to do it.
Okay. So there's no minutes to approve because it's our first meeting. So what we'll do is we'll go to resolution number 28. Adopting and amending the annual financial disclosure.
Move it. Second.
Go ahead.
No,
Lynn.
It doesn't Lynn matter.
Second. Okay, any discussion?
I've got just a little bit of discussion. I have here the financial disclosure statement for Dutchess County. And one of the things that it has on the front page is it's got a single page that has a few questions, including the normal stuff, the name, title, position, and whatnot. And then it's got...
Can we have a copy?
Absolutely.
Do you have copies, make
copies?
I have a stack of copies. Fawn gave it to me earlier. I looked at it. I didn't know there were
I'm
copies
trying to keep them
assigned to it. There you go. And I didn't know about this until Fawn brought it to my attention. But there's a question to, do you do business with Ulster County? Do you receive... benefits payment, from any person, firm, either doing business with Dutchess County or regulated by Dutchess County? Do you own 5% or more in stock in a firm doing business with Dutchess County? And if you don't check those boxes, that's your disclosure form.
So you don't have to fill.
So you
out
wouldn't
the
have
other
to fill out the whole other form if none of them apply to you. Instead of going through the form and just writing not applicable. I have no problem. Passing the current updated form because I think it's easier to understand and I think that the questions are better. But it wouldn't be bad for us to suggest something like this to the Board of Ethics to make it easier for people who don't have any business with the county, because it's cumbersome to go through
all the
questions if none of them apply to you. So,
right.
That's my 2 cents.
So why don't we approve what we have and just forward
That's what I was going. That's what I was going to suggest. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this came from the ethics.
The ethics board, correct. So I would forward them a suggestion, maybe that they look at doing something like that, make it a little bit easier, especially because some of the people who fill this out are advisory boards and stuff like that. Now, not so much anymore. They filled it out the first year, and I don't know if you were the chair then, Dave, and that was something you and I worked on together my first year was we had the new ethics and disclosure form, and it was sent to all of our unpaid advisory boards, and they were all ready to resign en masse because they were saying, oh, what, I don't get any pay, I don't get any, but I gotta tell you where I own property and everything. So, anyway.
I'm volunteering, but you're volunteering all this personal
exactly.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? If we pass it, it'll be on the agenda on Thursday's meeting, right?
Yes.
Why don't we, since we don't have to fill it out till April, nobody fills it out till the middle of April, why don't we just take till next meeting and maybe we can discuss it or forward it to the ethics board in the meantime? I mean, they may not be meeting, but at least send it to their house.
No,
say,
do you know when we have to have it?
May 1st.
They all have to be back by May 1st, and they usually go out. Some people do fill it out sooner.
Lynn, you won't have to fill one out this year.
I won't.
Because you're from a previous year, and you weren't a legislator last year.
She has to fill it out.
She has to fill it out anyway.
Why?
I would expect that everybody would have to fill it out.
She fills it out concerning what her stuff was for last year.
Last year.
I believe she has to.
Yeah, because she
can I just tell you something? In the past, first-year legislators never had to fill them out.
Really?
Because I remember the Middletown Record had like six legislators the one year that didn't fill them out, and then somebody called them and said, you weren't employed by the county the year before, so you didn't have any conflicts the year before.
We're filling out
2013's forms. You weren't a legislator, so you could have had a contract with the county. It's unimportant if you had a contract with the county. You weren't employed. You weren't a legislator.
I always thought it was a town council, but that's not the county.
Though.
Okay.
He may be right.
I'm just saying, no, I know. I mean, I hate to say it, but I know I'm right.
Yeah.
Because, no, and this
oh,
is,
don't hate to say it.
No, no, but I mean, because these legislators, because I remember one of them was, and he's a friend of mine.
He's out of control being right.
Well, one of them was Joe Steckler, who had owned some rentals,
okay.
And they kind of beat him up, and Joe said, I wasn't a legislator the year before, and then we looked at it, and they said, wait a minute.
So if you're filling it out for the prior year, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. So it's always in hindsight what you did last year,
right? The three or four new legislators didn't matter if they had an interest in county.
I didn't know that. I just didn't remember that.
I mean, we can.
I always remember filling.
We can
out,
ask the council. We can ask council. I mean, it is what it is. It's not a big deal. People want to fill it out.
All right, but what were you?
But it's certainly not a conflict if you didn't. But anyway, listen. I'll do whatever.
When does the ethics board meet again?
I just saw them.
They usually meet at the call of the chair. They don't meet. I don't think they have a regular meeting.
I just thought I saw them have a meeting.
They did.
Recently, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. We can pass it and say maybe we'll amend it in the future.
I'd be comfortable passing it and then sending this to them as a discussion point for future.
But that's the entire Dutchess County form.
Yeah, I like this. If you're not, why waste four pieces
right,
of paper
I mean,
if you only have to
hear,
do two
you're
pieces?
Done. And you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need any of that. So you're saving, you know.
And it may be some variation, so.
Right, exactly.
You know. And you.
Just suggest that, you know, for people who don't have business,
which
you know,
they
stock
took it,
or anything
what is it
with the
now,
county.
Seven pages from nine pages, so they've already culled it down, but I probably should use more.
But it's still.
But we do have some stuff in ours that's not in theirs, like, you know, are you an officer with a political party? Are you a committee person? Stuff like that, so. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you guys want. I don't care. Property. What is your real estate holdings have to do with being a county legislator? You know, whether you own one house or no houses or whatever. I mean, I don't just...
Right.
Somebody in the ethics board had decided that it was important.
Yeah, no, because this was on before the ethics board. This was Gary Bischoff that did all this.
Well, but you know what? If something... I can kind of understand property. If something should come up where property is part of some project... I think, you know, that
you
kind
own
of makes...
the property next door.
It kind of makes sense, you know, because then if you're opining on something...
Sometimes they get it right away.
Yes.
The legislative passes, every property improves pretty quickly.
Yeah. I just
didn't we do it? Didn't we do it right away with Wayne Harris last year and his something or other? No, with his
tried
his
to do one
club?
For Ginner and Ward Todd.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Listen, I got no issues with it. I mean, if this works for Dutchess County, I'm sure it could work for us, too. But if we want to stick to the one that they gave us, I'm totally fine.
I think let's pass what we have, recommend that they may want to look at further...
revision.
Simplification and go from there.
Okay. So can I call the question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry 4-0. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you. Okay, resolution number 32, designating Vice Chairman Dave Donaldson as Dales County Legislator's member to serve on the County Jury Board.
I'll move it.
All right, for a piece of information, it's always typically been the chairman or the choice of the chairman put forth. The only time it wasn't the chairman, I think, was
Richard Gerentine
had the majority of it to do it.
I apologize, I missed the second on that.
I'll second it. Discussion.
As Dave said, the jury board appointments for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years have been the chair of the legislature. And the only, because I asked Crystal just to look through the appointment book, and the only time it looks like it wasn't the chairman was Richard Gerentine appointed Mike Stock in 2004. 4, and I think that might have been right around the time that he was ill and couldn't do it.
So it's not been, and I'm just trying to understand protocol, because this is, you know, if somebody requests, it's a legislative appointment. It's not typically a chair appointment, correct?
I think usually the chair does it.
Usually the chair does it.
They designate.
Which they designate. So they designate themselves, and the legislature automatically puts them in.
There's never been a controversy, at least since I've been here.
Okay, well, there's always seems to be controversy now.
For the 20 years I've been
here. And if somebody applied,
the 20 years I've been here, it's been the chairman, other than the time with Geraldine.
Well, you know why I'm concerned about
that. Well, you know,
I understand that, but, you know.
Can I just make a comment?
Yeah.
My issue is
they probably won't even meet, honestly.
Pardon me?
I think they met 2 years ago, so they probably won't meet for another 2 years.
You know, my issue, Lynn, and the committee is, I know Peter Warren, he didn't send me an email.
I thought he sent it.
No,
to
he sent everybody but me.
He sent it to me.
So
I'm sorry.
But here's my issue, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Peter wants to be the commissioner of jurors. When there was a vacancy a few years ago, an appointment, he applied for the job. So, to me, for a guy that wants the job to want the appointment, and he didn't get appointment, shows a little more self-interest than it does actually wanting to serve on the board. Maybe when the appointment comes up. I'm going to finish. I have the floor.
Okay.
I have the floor. I'm going to finish. My second thing is, here's a gentleman that refused to chair a committee. Now, if you're not going to do your duties and responsibilities as a legislator, because he said he never served on law enforcement. Now, when you're chairman of a committee, all you do is run the meeting and set the agenda and kind of just keep everything moving forward. It has nothing to do whether you know anything about the topic or don't know anything about the topic. So me personally, aside from everything that's happened, I will not support somebody that refuses to do their legislative duties first. Mm-hmm. And now they want to do additional duties. I don't have the faith that he'll do that right, because he's obviously said in 20 years in government he can't chair a committee.
And well, I wasn't getting into personal. What I was trying to get at is just what is the protocol and how has it been done in the past, which is what we have some clarification on.
Right. So they're my issues. And I like Pete. I've never had a problem with him in 13
years.
This is
what Krista gave me when I asked her to look into it.
But the fact that he doesn't send me an email when he's requesting the job.
Right.
And then I hear about it from other people.
Sometimes there's gaps in the appointment book that they have. That's why you'll see gaps.
And why is that? Somebody forgot to
enter
it.
Yeah, it's like much better. You know, the old bookkeeping used to be a little nightmare.
There's a
find things.
From the year 2007 on, there's quite a bit more information and there's less gaps.
Richard.
Oh, okay.
So.
Do you have any comment on this? Okay, so there's a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 4-0. 29th already. Crazy?
You're not kidding, man.
Okay, now.
Thank you.
Now we're at the good part. New business.
Okay.
All right, now I think you had some things, too, with the charter you wanted to look into that.
Yeah, no, I've been just doing my homework. Looking at the last 2 years of what resolutions went through, laws and rules, all the upstate. So I'm still, for me, this is about really getting my arms around the process. Yeah,
you know more about that this committee than I do, because I'm new to this committee also.
You're going to be controlling the situation.
No,
I've had the privilege of serving the last two years.
I don't have necessarily anything at this juncture to put forth, because I'm still putting my arms around
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
But it's interesting. Let's put it that
way. We can do a lot of good things.
Well, there's a lot of things that can be done, and that's what I want to bring up. One of the things I want to bring up is the Youth Bureau, for one. Just like we did last year with the Ethics Board, we changed that on the...
We did.
Because what happened was the way the old Ethics Board was set up was that it was solely done by the county executive, and they served at his pleasure. Now, if you're on an Ethics Board and you want to question the county executive, what happens to you? They served at his pleasure. And I'm not, and I think, you know, many
so
people say,
dual?
I think I'm
is
doing.
Is there dual?
Yeah, we changed that.
We did change
terms, and they have, in other words, the appointments go now, yeah. Ken, do you remember?
What's that?
A third
of each?
Them,
one for every 5 years.
But is it a third of each? Is that what?
And we set it up. with the way the appointments
you might be right.
We stagger them. Each one is appointed.
But how many? Who appoints them? He appoints them all.
The way it used to work was the county executive appointed, the legislature approved the appointments.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And then the county, they served at the executive's pleasure. Right now, we changed that. So they don't serve at anybody's pleasure. They serve to a period of years. And I believe we staggered them 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year.
He still puts them
in the charter changes last year.
Oh, so it was
in the whole package.
We had that put on the charter last year.
It was not this past November, but the November before.
Right, right.
That was one of my biggest things. I think it's dangerous to have an ethics board serve at somebody's pleasure because if you want to do something unethical, you just vacate the ethics board.
And it's not about the county executive. It's about the office of county executive. It's about check and balances.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. We're giving people at least they can feel they've got 2 years they can freely ask questions. They don't have to worry about getting kicked off tomorrow.
In addition to that, there's no more than two members of the ethics board may be from one particular political party. So that's another thing that goes into it. And that's going to be on us to make sure that happens that way. Five.
Actually, the guy that we're bringing in for the attorney is a member of the ethics board. He's going to...
Cappy's
on the ethics?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know that.
He was named to replace someone. I do remember.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Can I make a... two comments that I'd like us to look at.
Yeah, we never talked about it.
This kind of ties into it.
Okay. There's a situation, in other words, in the Youth Bureau, what ended up happening is that a person, it's a volunteer board. The volunteer board brought, somebody from the assemblyman's office in to talk about funding on the state.
They invited them in.
And... the executive got upset with that.
It was my sister-in-law.
Right. So as a result, my take on it is when you have volunteer boards like this, there's got to be some way that we deal with these that they are, in other words, maybe they can report to us. Maybe, in the end, we have to take a look at those things also. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to go with that. That is troublesome to me. And it's not because it's this county executive's troublesome to me on a general mindset of what government should be about. You know what I mean? You get rid of somebody because they ask for looking at the funding. I mean, that to me is unacceptable. I mean, regardless of who the person is.
Can I make a quick comment on it? Lynn, my issue, and I spoke to Mike about this, and it's not just the Youth Bureau board. There's multiple boards that have a lot of vacancies and have vacancies. We don't have the power to fill them. I'd like us to look at something to say if the executive doesn't fill the boards, if there's a vacancy after 30 days or 60 days, the legislature should be allowed to appoint somebody.
On the Youth Commission, though, isn't that regulated? Because don't they get funding and have a minimum number?
Well, there were five vacancies.
There's supposed to be 15 members on it, I think.
But also, you could potentially lose your subsidy if you don't have a quorum to make decisions.
That's
right?
One of the reasons that, from what I understand, I spoke with Nicole, and that was one of the things that she said was a concern of hers was filling the vacancies, so that didn't happen.
She had five community members coming to the meeting to listen to it who were interested in joining it. There were five vacancies, and Mike threw two people off the committee at that meeting to make it seven vacancies.
For no reason? I can't believe there
was
for no reason.
Well, because he said, what he told me was Nicole was working behind the back of the rest of the committee. Now, what Nicole said was she invited Kevin Cahill and his staff to come to talk about funding opportunities that Ulster County's Youth Bureau could have from the state.
Read between the lines.
She was also
Kevin Cahill on county property.
So let's not politicize it. Let's talk in practicalities.
Okay. Right. Mike didn't give any reason.
Just let me ask a couple questions.
Okay.
Who is the chair of the Youth Commission or the head
Nicole
of the
was
commission?
The chair of the board.
She was the chair of the board. But they also work in the board works in conjunction with the
Youth Bureau.
Youth director. Okay.
The Youth Bureau director and also the human rights director.
So, just asking questions. Mm-hmm. I'm not drawing judgments.
No, it's fine.
But in the course of their daily operations, don't they coordinate what's happening and what's going on? So was the director aware of what was transpired and what was being brought together in the effort to get more funding? Small things happen.
Right.
We have this issue currently where people are not communicating with each other, and it creates issues.
Really? Okay.
So all I'm trying to get at is...
No, that's a fair question. Here's my response to that. One, to me, there were 5 vacancies on the board. Mm. That tells me the youth director, the paid county employee, is not doing his or her job, because those vacancies were there for years. They weren't just all of a sudden
but
vacancies.
Aren't the, where, no. Who assigns them? And don't
the county,
they have
county executive.
So there's obviously no communication between the youth director, bureau paid employee, and the executive's office if there's 5 vacancies
and,
for years.
And if I could just...
Well, wait, let me finish. So that's one, that's one issue. Mm-hmm. The second issue is when you invite people to a meeting and the assemblyman or his staff,
right.
If you did reach out to the youth bureau director, or you didn't reach out to the youth bureau director to say they're coming to a meeting, mm. is that grounds to be terminated mm. as chairman of the committee? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
so
know,
to me, it had to do with Kevin Cahill.
Right.
Well,
we can read behind.
I understand, but I always say. That, you know, when you start to interject what you think it is without
right.
really understanding all the particulars, right. then, right. you know, you're drawing conclusions that may or may not be correct.
That's totally
And I'm
fair.
A stickler for, you know,
Well, you
facts.
Can invite her to the meeting to ask her.
Well, yeah, I think one of the things are is with these type of youth bureau or any of these advisory things, often they do reach out to... You know, people like an assemblyman or a senator,
no,
if they find out funding, it makes sense.
Coming from a town where you're always looking for volunteers, it's tough to get them. And so, you know, you kind of deal with things that you don't always like just because
you have
someone who's volunteering. Unless there's some serious issue of undermining, and I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know,
and
that's the thing. So having said that, what we feel is that there should be another way of looking at how people get named to the committee.
Well, I'm not even talking about the issue that happened. What I'm talking about is if there's 5 vacancies for a year or two or 2 months, we should be allowed to appoint people to fill the boards. If the person who's doing the filling
of
boards.
That would be legal. But
it would be. There's
well,
there's
we could do
precedent.
A change.
There's precedent for that.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we can
there's,
look at it.
There's precedent for that because if we don't choose a chair of the legislature within 30 days, the executive appoints a chair of the legislature. If we don't fill a vacancy in the legislature within a certain amount of time, the executive appoints the vacancy. So there's precedent for if not filled by blank, then
yeah,
blank
but that's
appoints.
Going that way, not the other way.
I don't see why we can't write it into the charter the other way.
I don't know. We'd have to research.
Well, and I think because the commission does have some oversight from the state because of the way in which mm-hmm. it's funded, there may be some parameters, and we need to check that out before we...
And Nicola told me again, mm-hmm. I didn't verify it, that because of what was going on with the vacancies and the communication between the director, the county was in big jeopardy of losing funding. Because forms weren't filled, things weren't filed with the state. So, but if you don't have, if you've got it's supposed to be 15
if
members and you only have 8, you're shorthanded.
Like I hear you.
And it's interesting that at next month's meeting we'll be voting on all of the appointments that were vacant.
Yeah, like
for
5, 7.
Years.
There were 5 vacancies. 2 people were thrown off, and a third person quit. So there's 8 vacancies.
And I'm sorry, what did you
the,
say?
The positions have been
filled?
Appointed,
oh, okay.
And
we
will be voting on them next month.
But they've been vacant for years. So.
I think the way of satisfying that is making it so they do not serve at the, in other words, the pleasure. Once they're appointed, they continue to serve unless they do something that's, you know,
the only way that the ethics board could be removed is if they violate the public office.
Right.
Law.
I mean, you use the same thing.
Right.
In other words, when it's making it where they serve at the pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, because after all, I mean, the appointments come from the executive's office, and then we ratify those appointments, and then that person should be able to be free to be right. a representative in that board.
For 1 year, 2 years, whatever the
you know,
term.
Because
is.
What I don't. In other words, when you want volunteers.
volunteers. I know when I was chairman, we appointed a lot of, we created new ones, if you remember correctly.
No. I thought there were dates, but apparently they're at the pleasure of the chair.
Have a date, but they still serve at the pleasure at the same time.
They do have a date. Nicole was never reappointed, so she was serving as a holdover. So she was appointments continue to serve until they're either until somebody else's appointment or until they're reappointed.
Or do they have to reapply for?
And that's what happened.
Do they apply for? Do they apply for the? Positions,
probably.
Or are they appointed?
Well, you apply,
to be appointed. There's a form that they fill out.
Right. It's just like at the local level.
Yeah. We'll get a better
exactly.
It's just, I think we should.
Okay, we're almost done.
And we need to get, maybe, we'll get the attorneys here next time.
But
we'll
to
take a look at these.
One thing, Lynn, that I always, my understanding was, say if you're appointed to a commission or committee, a board, volunteer board, and your term ends, you continue on that board until somebody's appointed in your place.
Right.
So why didn't that happen?
Or you resign.
On your board?
It's a God
or you send a note saying, I'd like to re up.
Yeah, well, it's a God note.
You can re up.
Right, but they can say no, but you're still on until the new person
is appointed. It's up to the county executive to reappoint.
And I would just say a lot of committees are different. Right. Some it is a definite term, some it says in their bylaws it continues.
And
some has a limit. Like, you could only be appointed in some boards only, like, two or three terms.
Right. The EMC, we've been working on changing that because they have a term limit on the Environmental Management Council. So we were looking to change that because it's hard to find volunteers sometimes.
I'll get that information about the youth board and send it to all of you.
Or any of the boards, I guess. Can you? Well, is that too much for them?
I have one more thing I'd like to talk about real quick, if I could.
Okay, Ken? I don't know. Next month we won't have this.
Okay. Well, next month, just so you know, I won't be here. So
okay. Oh,
I'll
you're going
vacation.
Away.
Right? Yeah.
So, I better talk about this now then.
Where are we going?
Vietnam, Cambodia.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Vietnam, Cambodia. You got to give me when you do that at some point. I'd like to get your you set that up and we'll talk about that.
Oh yeah, I have a tour guide.
All right, yeah, because I'd love to do that.
Now, if you want to record the details of your vacation.
All right, sorry. Why am I in this committee?
You're not.
Huh?
You're not.
That's what I said. Why am I not?
Because you were in the minority.
You were bad.
No.
All right,
so
let's go. My suggestion, one of the things I'd like to discuss this year, and it's actually troubling to me, is that in the ethics law, law for the county, if we want to enter into an action against the county executive as the legislature, we can't use our legislative counsel to defend us in said lawsuit or to act on our behalf, because the ethics law says that no county employee can enter into an action against the county. And if we enter into a suit with the county executive, say, over an illegal veto of an audit as we're looking at right now. We have a opinion from one of our attorneys that has said that the county executive did not have the authority to veto our audit selection. The county attorney defends the executive, but we can't have our counsel enter into the action for us. We would have to hire outside counsel at cost. And that concerns me. At that point, why even have counsel? If they can't represent us, I don't think that it should be illegal for our counsel to represent us in an action against the county executive, and that would take ethics law.
That would also be something you would have to look at in the charter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because when we look at that type of thing, because I believe he does have the right to veto it.
That's fine.
I think it's against the spirit of the charter. Don't get me wrong.
That's fine.
I believe it truly is against the spirit of the charter, but it's about appropriations. And we're entering into a contract over $50,000, and it's an appropriations thing, so I think that's where he technically has that ability. It's definitely against the spirit of the charter.
I don't want to discuss the merits of the veto right now. I just want to discuss the fact that I think our counsel should be able to, upon resolution of the legislature, enter into an action against the executive.
Yeah, if you need to. I hate to be talking about lawsuits.
But which council are you talking about?
The legislative council.
Okay. It would have to be the legislative council.
Can I ask a question? Would a legislative council have the time and the wherewithal to
do that? I mean, would it be hundreds of hours of work? And I don't know. I mean,
well, you know, it's going or, to be. You know,
well, I think
yeah,
on a case by
it's not a full time job.
Not on a case by case basis, though. I mean, you know, I'm not.
What about walk over there? They're going to do a show cause order, and they're going to file a show cause order. Then they're going to come with you. It's $200, I think it is. They put
well,
the paper
a couple of briefs.
But what about
and
what
then
about
they're going to come back
putting
over
something
here and sit down? And they're going to show, and then it's going to a couple things go back and forth.
What about putting something in the rules of the legislature? Say, if at any point the legislature feels they need to take action against, you know, the sheriff, the executive, the controller, the county clerk, there needs to be a line. That's available for monies at a point, you know, and it's got to come out of the general. It's got to come out of the contingency fund, and it could be up to $50,000.
We have money in the budget. We have money in the budget for other fees for professional services where we can hire attorneys. I would like to be able to avoid that if it's a small action. Why are we going to hire outside counsel at a cost?
And is it all? It's all because they are the county employee.
Yes, county employees under the ethics law, and this is what Erica told me. That's her opinion. Now, maybe when Cappy comes on, we can ask Cappy if he reads it the same way.
I agree with you because I think it could be settled much easier that way.
Yes.
Also, if there is a difference,
okay.
You know, if there is a difference, Cappy,
legislative
change. Say Cappy, go see the
meetings,
and then they come to a settlement, right? And instead of going over
Tom,
there.
Tom, just so you know, the committee before us went a half hour late, too, 20 minutes late. So we're just, so don't, it's not that we're.
All right, I make a motion, we adjourn.
Well, no, then we're almost
so
done.
Okay,
so we have the Youth Commission.
Youth Bureau. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
And then I want to also bring up something. The Board of Elections reports to this committee. And I don't know, I'm sure everybody here on election night was watching the computer screens. I was completely dismayed how long it was for the results to
there's
come
a reason
up.
For that.
No, and well that's so I'm going to say that and I think it's I disagree with it. I asked Victor. I said why is it I had people email me from the town saying this is garbage. We're waiting until 11 o'clock before some people got posted. In the past for 100 years, the election inspectors would call in the Board of Elections and give them their vote tallies. And this year, Ulster County said, we're going to drive out, pick up the discs at each polling spot, drive back to the county, read them ourselves, and then put them on a website. I disagree with that because, you know what, maybe other years they transposed the number or two on one or two races, but to me, 11 o'clock at night in today's day and age is too long. Listen, you could take a picture of it with your smartphone and text it to them so they can read the numbers. But I just think it was totally uncalled for.
Almost.
It was totally uncalled for.
Matt?
Yes.
Almost every tally in the primary elections were wrong. And last year, when they were originally
because
called
because there's write-ins. There's write-ins.
No, but it's not just the write-ins, though. It was the numbers were blatantly wrong. Like, on a number of occasions. And it happened the last year, too, when they called them in. The numbers were coming in just wrong. The elections inspectors, God bless them, they've been there all day long. There's two numbers on the screen, there's like six numbers on the screen when there's different candidates involved. Sometimes you read the wrong number and you send that up there. I think it hurts less to know later the correct amount than it would hurt a candidate who maybe was thinking, wow, I won, it's really great, and then to find out that, oh, sorry, there was a mistake, and you were wrong, and you lost.
You know what? And Fawn,
I'm just throwing that out there.
Fawn's been through this in the past. I believe that when I first started 13 years ago, the reporting process was better than it is today.
Absolutely. The old machines were better than the ones
we
have today.
But they called those results in. Those results were called in. You knew at 9:35 or 9:40, except for maybe a couple races where there was a trouble with the machine or they just didn't call them in.
Yeah, it was
the numbers were getting posted.
So based on that, so what are you thinking?
I would like for us to maybe come up to work with Victor and Tom. Victor and Tom to say, how can we do this so it's not 11
o'clock?
They're always. I mean, I'm reading on Facebook.
Anyway.
Who
they already may be doing it. So maybe,
no, they're not.
I talked
to Vic.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him. He's the one that said they now drive out, pick them up individually at
215.
They have the sheriff's deputies actually
at 215 polling sites. They go to each one and pick up a disc, bring them back to Board of Elections, pull up the results on a screen, and then type them on a computer. To me, you can the machine picks them. Take a picture. This is my idea. Take a picture with your smartphone. Somebody text them. How can you mess that? What's the difference between
I can tell the Board you how of Elections looking at that?
But it doesn't matter.
Many of the elections inspectors, and this is not ageist at all.
Well, why did it work 10 years ago?
Are advanced in years.
Wait.
And.
But why did it Careful. Work 10 years?
Some of them may not have
Careful.
A smartphone.
Andre behind you.
I'm just
and
throwing
he's got
that
a
out
cane.
There. I'm just throwing that
well,
out.
Well, then I think there needs to be. Then maybe two people have to call from each place.
Maybe.
And if the numbers are different, then we call a third time. All I'm saying is, in the interest,
used to be.
I'm reading on Facebook who won the elections place. Before our county board of elections
had,
put the site
had,
up.
We had readers at every poll site. Who was coming back with the numbers that right. after they read them
but
off.
That doesn't help somebody sitting in their home in Kingston that's right. just interested right. in
that's
front of races.
You
so yeah. you knew in 20 no minutes idea. What the number, you knew yeah. in a half hour what the numbers were.
Yeah.
Your race Never didn't get posted till probably 11:30 or 12
but
o'clock.
But I knew what the numbers were.
Yeah, but the other people are yeah. interested. And yeah. what's the object of...
Yeah, I didn't yeah. know what your numbers were in Ken, when I was in Kingston.
I read it.
I think the object is getting it right. That's just my opinion.
It is going to get right.
No.
Listen, that's how many people in the last 10 years went on election night and lost afterwards? Maybe one person.
No.
Maybe one person.
All right, I make a motion to adjourn here.
All right, that's just my pet peeve for tonight.
Okay.
Right, we got our pet peeves out. Now we're ready.
Right
and we're adjourning at 7:20.
No,
I'm going to shut the recorder off.
Okay.
If you're
motion to adjourn, all in favor?
Aye.